Blog Talk Radio.
What up, listeners? It's Alex here. I'm just basically going to give that basically the post-fight thoughts and what many believe the Mayweather versus Pacquiao most anticipated boxing match in a while, since probably Frazier Ali or Tommy Hearns versus I forgot his name. So let's get right into it. Just gonna make it quick. Basically, a summary of the whole fight. Mayweather outlanded Pacquiao. I believe 120 punches to 84. Pacquiao 19%. Mayweather probably around like 40, I believe. I watched the whole fight. Pacquiao aggressed the whole fight, pressed the action. Two judges scored it 8-4. Mayweather 116-112. All the others above that. In my opinion, because they are both champions and not one was the champion, they're unifying the belt. They had to basically. I scored it 6-6. That's how I seen it. Mayweather, yeah, sure he landed, but he didn't hurt Pacquiao. Every time Pacquiao tried to connect with the left or connected, Mayweather was running. He was the bitch the whole fight. I'm being straight up. Like, honestly, he's a good fighter now. I won't take that away from him, but as a person, I fucking hate him. He disgusts. He's basically boxing's golden boy right now. They're trying to, you know, because he has 14 million likes on fucking Facebook, 7 million Twitter. I don't know. He has so many followers. Well, Pacquiao's like a million. He's Philippines' golden boy as well. He's what poor kids look up to these days. He's what you would call a real role model. Mayweather, I don't know, man. He beat so many women, and he's basically covered. And it's funny because Pacquiao might be facing jail time soon, and which is fucking weird. I find that fucking stupid. And honestly, just to break down the fight as well, first round, they're filling each other out. Mayweather landed some right hands. He took the first round, but second round, Pacquiao stepped it up. Pacquiao didn't have the best combos throughout the whole fight. Mayweather didn't want to exchange, because if he exchanged, probably would have gotten himself knocked out. But going into this fight, Pacquiao, Ariza checked out the gym. He's Pacquiao's former strength and conditioning coach. He was scouting what was going on, any training patterns. He basically saw that Pacquiao had a hurt shoulder, and Pacquiao apparently is in trouble for that because of the contract due to perjury. But my opinion, that's kind of stupid, because Manny wanted, and his camp wanted to have a basically a medal, because Mayweather's camp filed a lawsuit and they took it back because Pacquiao wanted medical checkups from their doctors, the results and paperwork and et cetera, shit like that. Because Mayweather, at one time, he got caught on radio. I don't know if you guys know, he did a thing called what Lance Armstrong, the cyclist, did. It's called the vampire facial. Basically, you get the blood from your forearms and you inject it to your face. You feel younger and your facial structure feels stronger. So it's basically, I don't know if it's cheating, but it's legal in Vegas, I believe. Vegas Commission allows it, but if you fought anywhere else, it probably would have been banned. Probably L.A., New York, I don't know. Probably would have been banned. I don't even know if boxing is legal in New York. And also PEDs. Mayweather is strongly probably on PEDs. And if you watch the weigh-ins, they didn't officially show the scale to people, which is stupid, because everything was in Mayweather's favor going into this fight, you know. Blood testing, promotions, HBO halving with fucking Showtime. It was basically stupid. He could, honestly, he looked at 160 at that fight. He looked a couple weight classes bigger than Pacquiao. He went in 152 end of the night. He was eating Butterfingers. Like, fuck, man, it's not even healthy for you. Pacquiao's actually, I believe, 140, 145-er. But Mayweather looked a weight class ahead of, you know. And people are saying, like, if you watch the fight yourself, the whole fight, don't listen to the fucking commentary and, like, what they're saying. Just mute it and watch the fight. See how it went. A lot of UFC fighters Cat Zingano, former contender. Cat Zingano, who else? So a couple of UFC fighters, just to name a few. Cat Zingano, Weidman, Chris Weidman, the UFC middleweight champion. They and Ronda Rousey, they believe Pacquiao was the aggressor the whole fight. You know, he came to fight. Mayweather just came to get his fucking paycheck. You know, most anticipated fight of boxing and of sports today, of combat sports, ended up being a bust in my opinion. You know, it's kind of stupid. But yeah, honestly, like Mayweather just ran. Like people, if you're yeah, as a he did box. Like boxing analysts believe, yeah, he won the fight. He didn't fight. Definition of a fight is two people or two groups, two more groups, go head to head, blow by blow, physically, but with or without weapons. So I don't know, like how could you? It's basically if I fought someone in a street fight, I fucking sucker punched him, he gets knocked out. So you're gonna say that I won the fight? Like I don't know, like how do you even, you know? There's been talks of rematches, but Pacquiao's shoulder, I believe, or something with his arm is broken. It would have been nice if Pacquiao was fully healed. It would have been nice to see a rematch in September, but you know, what can you do? Mayweather, fuck, he's boxing is golden, but they want to protect him. He wants everything in his favor. He picks his fights. He fights fighters past their prime. Just to bring that up, he's 38. Pacquiao's 36. Pacquiao right now has been in too many wars. It's kind of stupid how he's still undefeated. The fact that he stole fights from he shouldn't have won against Maidana, the first fight with Maidana. He robbed De La Hoya and he robbed Jose Luis Castillo. Watch the fight, check the stats. Says it for itself. But even though people are saying, yeah, Mayweather won, he controlled the pace. Yeah, so what? Pacquiao fucking aggressed the fight. He came to fight. Mayweather didn't do shit. He didn't do dick. Pacquiao even he gave the juiced up Floyd a hard time, you know. Honestly, what's next? I believe for Floyd, probably gonna fight the winner of the Amir Khan Chris Algieri fight. He probably sees Amir Khan as a huge threat because speed wise, and he has the height advantage to you know beat him, and as well as yeah, also Chris Algieri, don't count him out against Amir Khan too. Great footwork, former kickboxing ace. That's a good lot of experience, great footwork. But I don't mind seeing a rematch with Floyd and Pacquiao. You know, Pacquiao, in my opinion, should have fought more dirty, snuck in some low blows. You know, Maidana fought pretty dirty against Floyd, but he still got robbed. You know, but it would have been nice to see Pacquiao knock down Floyd, you know, even though Pacquiao would have lost the decision. It would have been nice to, you know, debate against people that rubbing it against Pacquiao fans that Floyd won, you know, right hand, blah, blah, blah. He didn't do dick. Basically, I think Floyd's juiced up. People are covering. Ask any of Heyman's people. I forgot his first name, but this is his last name, Heyman. He manages Andre Berto. His guys got caught. Who else? The guy that talks shit about Pauly Malignaggi. Broner. Adrian Broner. He's basically juiced as well. Lamont Peterson against Amir Khan. See all those guys? Check them out. Honestly, they could be juiced. They're juiced up. I think Floyd probably he's not entirely juiced, but he took something that Vitor Belfort, UFC contender, did. Probably most likely on PEDs, the hormonal therapy replacement to make him feel younger. And the vampire facial is definitely a boost. You know, you can absorb energy. It's basically extra muscles on your face. I don't even know, but yeah, that's about it. Boxing is dead right now, in my opinion. A lot would agree. Like, think UFC and MMA is probably going to rise. Bellator, all those other organizations. It's time for them to, you know, because UFC had a they got fucked over as well by the boxing judges. You know, when Forrest Griffin beat Rampage, Rampage definitely won that belt. You know, like the boxing judges fucked the game up for the UFC. But UFC, what Dana White, the president of the UFC, imposed is that you know, don't leave it to the judges, and you know, the aggressor usually gets the 10-9 round or 10-8 if there's a knockdown. And I don't know, boxing against Floyd, there should be even ground there. You know, like it's held in Vegas, maybe hold it in another venue like LA or something. He didn't even want to fight in the Thrill in Manila Part Two. You know, like he wants everything in his favor. You know, there's no way that you're gonna beat Floyd in the decision. I predict that once it went to decision, Pacquiao's not getting it. He can win 12 rounds. He can win all the rounds. He still won't get the fight. It'll be like, but you know what? For boxing's sake, at least make it a fucking draw. Floyd's smart. An anticipated rematch. It's not even going to put a loss on his record. A fucking draw is, what, 46-0-1. No big deal, right? But I guess he's not thinking. He's just fucking pussy. If you like my show, share with your friends on Facebook, Twitter. You can catch me on Twitter at Alex, B-U-I-Z-A _. And you can catch me on Instagram at AlexPBOfficial. So my Instagram, again, is AlexPBOfficial, and my Twitter is AlexBUIZA_. And give me your feedback, comments. Share my show. I'm just starting out. I really want to do, I'll probably do live podcasts soon, meaning that I'll have a radio show. I'll interview some guests, do a live feed. I'll post it on YouTube. I really want to go out there. Some might not be noise fans, you know, head up, you know. That's it. That's all I can say. Fuck Floyd, fuck Team Money. Long live Pacquiao. I wanna see a rematch. Pacquiao some dirty shots, you know, even made Don a rematch a third time, but you know, fuck. Boxing is fucked right now. Honestly, you have so many heavyweight champions, and, you know, what can you do? Thanks for listening to The Hub Life, aka Good Times with Alex, Real Talks with Alex. Catch me next week or 2 weeks from now. Sorry for the delay, guys. Throw something up with the radio show. So, yeah, enjoy your weekend, and happy Mother's Day, yo.
Bye.
Again, thanks guys for listening. Sorry for the short trip, but I just wanted to get my thoughts out there on the site and what other people's opinions. Again, thanks for listening to my radio show. Signing off. Take care, viewers.
Thank you.